Let's bring out our puzzle guru, John Chinesky, for our next game.
Oh, hey, I'm back. Hi, guys.
And our next two contestants, Annalie Fannin and Eric Miles. Now, both of these contestants have very unique hobbies, so I'm just going to let them tell us about them. Annalie?
Among mine, I marry people
occasionally. You marry people. Yeah. That's a hobby, huh?
Yeah,
I like
it. It's fun for me.
How long have you been marrying people?
4 years now, I think. Nice. Six weddings.
Six weddings. And how have they gone, those weddings?
So far, so good.
All right. Eric, how about you? Weird hobbies? I know you do.
I guess the weirdest is probably that I help run a 1940s detective agency at Burning Man every year.
I do that too. I forgot to mention. Yeah.
There's another detective in the audience here too, actually.
Another detective in the audience? Okay, I've never heard that before.
Do you solve cases? Do you actually solve cases?
Sometimes. One thing that we do is we sort
it's
of like...
Burning Man. Remember?
There's a lot of cases.
There's a lot of cases.
Can't find my pants.
We get a lot of those, yeah.
I'm on fire. I'm literally burning.
All right, well, this game is called Common Denominators, but it's not a math game, I hear.
No, I wish it was, because I love math so much.
I know, math is awesome on the radio.
In this round, I will give you a list of four things that have something in common. You just have to name what that common denominator is. John Chinesky, will you give us an example?
If we said wiffle balls, bad alibis, donuts, and bagels, you would say things with holes in them. Yes, you would.
Only if you wanted to get the correct answer, would you say that? You can say whatever you want, I suppose, technically. So ring in as soon as you know the answer. What is unique about this game is that you can ring in before I have finished reading the entire clue. But if you get it wrong, your opponent will be able to hear the rest of the clue before they answer. Okay? Are you ready?
Sure.
Here we go. Wheelbarrow, race car, dog, top hat. I'm finished with the reading. Annalie, yes.
They're all Monopoly pieces.
They are all Monopoly pieces, that's right. A flapper, Sean White, cherry, beefsteak. Eric.
Kind of gin? No.
No, not gin. Annalie.
Kind of tomato?
All kinds of tomatoes, that's right. Sean White's nickname is the Flying Tomato. Technically, he is not an actual tomato.
And beefsteak has never lived up to its name.
It's true. It does set up high expectations.
Yeah, exactly. For a tomato.
For that tomato. Okay. The flu vaccine, tempera paint, custard, frittatas. Annalie.
All made of eggs?
All made from chicken eggs, that's right. This one's maybe a little misleading. Pillow, intercourse, keep it together, audience. Climax, Philadelphia. Annalie.
They're all cities in Pennsylvania.
They sure are.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's the big deal? What's the big deal?
Yeah, you've married one in each of those towns, haven't you?
What else could they have been?
I don't know, but Philadelphia's never sounded sexier, I'll tell you that.
Dwight D. Eisenhower, Harry Truman, Carl Vinson, Nimitz. Eric.
They're aircraft carriers or like warships?
That's right, U.S. Navy aircraft carriers. I Love Lucy, Times Square, soccer, Cinderella. Wow, Annalie.
Ball dropping. They all feature a ball?
They all feature a ball, that's right.
Oh my God.
I knew I'd get there eventually.
It was impressive. I think I actually saw a light bulb over your head when that happened.
Ha ha ha.
This is your last question. California, Thor, Marie Curie, Albert Einstein. Eric.
Ooh, except for Thor, they all have elements named after them?
They do, indeed, yes.
Including Thor, then,
including
I guess.
Including Thor.
Including Thorium, that's right.
Yeah, just go with it. Just go with it to get the point.
John Chinesky, how'd they do?
The winner of Common Denominators is the uncommon Annalie. Way to go, Annalie.
Well done. That was a tough round. You both are geniuses. Annalie, you'll be moving on to our final round at the end of the show. Coming up, we'll force Jonathan Colton to play some Disney musicals, and we'll test our VIP Justin Long in a round of Woody Allen trivia. So stay tuned. This is NPR's Ask Me Another. Can't learn to be like someone like you.